Hey, everybody, this is Frank. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the great comments you've given us. Those of you who are listening really means a lot to us. And it's been really, really positive feedback. So thank you very much. If you haven't yet, there are a couple ways you can get in touch with us. First and foremost, we would love iTunes reviews. They've been really great so far, and they're really helpful for us in getting the show out there and getting people to hear about it. So iTunes reviews are a great way. You can also get in touch directly with us, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. Send us a note. Let us know whether or not you'd like us to read it on the show. It's okay if the answer is no. And finally, tweet at us, @beerwithgeeks on Twitter. There's some great conversations going on there as well, and we'd love to hear from you. So thanks a lot, and enjoy the show. Bye.
Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 9 of Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we're going to be discussing the time-old classic, well, I don't want to say old, because if you're a little bit older listening to this, you might feel bad about yourself. The classic, I Love Lucy.
I adore this show. Let's just say that right out of the gate.
Say that you'd love Lucy?
I love Lucy.
I'm sorry. I can't believe I actually made that.
I'm just giving you the death stare right now. I really do love this show, though. I really, really do. Do you remember the first time you watched the show?
I love Lucy and she loves me. Yes, I do actually.
Remember the first time you watched it?
I do remember the first time. Very seldom do I remember the first time I've watched any show of any kind. But it wasn't like a monumental event. I remember it was Nickelodeon's Nick at Night.
Yes.
And back when Nick at Night was things not from our childhood, but from before we were born.
Right.
You know, you watch Nick at Night, now you flip it on, and you're like, Friends. And you're like,
I remember first time that episode aired.
I remember when that aired and when I watched the finale.
Right.
No, back when it was I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched and Dick Van Dyke Show and Green Acres and I Love Lucy was Monday nights. Four episodes, I guess, because I can't remember exactly. It must have been like 8 to 11 or something like that. So it would have been 6 episodes. And I remember my whole family gathering in the living room and sitting down and watching I Love Lucy for the first time.
So this was appointment television for your family?
Yeah.
It was. Appointment television.
Yes.
It was an appointment every Monday to watch
it. Nick at Night. Yeah, it was. Not everything on Nick at Night was.
Yeah.
But Lucy definitely was. Now, now that I'm like reminiscing, it could have been a time where we had a bunch of episodes on VHS. We could have potentially watched one before that. But I distinctly remember sitting down and watching that with my whole family. And of course, like busting a gut because Lucille Ball is hands down one of the funniest comedians to ever exist in the history of I want to say television because and film. She was in
crossover into film.
She was Mame. She needed a little Christmas.
Right this very minute.
Right this very minute. I do not. It's okay. I can wait.
That's it's true. Yeah, she really is one of the all time comedy greats. Certainly one of the greatest female comedians of all time, but really one of the greatest comedians. Period.
She used to laugh. She used to practice in front of the mirror, like for hours, making those faces, trying to figure out like what was going to work, what wasn't, and blah, blah, blah. That show ran for 6 years.
6 years.
51 to 57.
Right.
So, like, can you imagine just doing that? I just can't even imagine. It was awesome. Tremendous show. Do you remember the first time you watched it?
I don't, because I was so young that I can't possibly remember it.
Mm, interesting.
I grew up watching that show. My grandmother used to tape it every day. She learned how to program a VCR. So that
a thing very few people know how to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not easy.
She learned how to program a VCR so that she could record Lucy every day. Lucy aired every day, I think around lunchtime. I think they aired it like at lunchtime and then again like in the late afternoon, twice a day, an hour at a time. So 4 episodes a day on Fox 5 in New York. When I was growing up. And my grandmother used to record it every day. She had probably a dozen or so tapes just full of
exactly what we had.
And so that's I grew up watching those tapes over and over and over again.
I'm surprised for many years.
I didn't break any of them actually, but I'm sure many of them are closed. That was how I grew up watching that and a few other classic sitcoms, like Leave It to Beaver was another one that I watched a ton of, but definitely the most Lucy. And so there are certain episodes I know super, super well because I've seen them so many times. And there are others that I've only seen once or twice because I have, you know, later on went through and watched not the entire series, but I've seen the vast majority of them. So fun story. When I was in high school, I knew this kid who could – committed to memory every single episode title of I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. So you could say, oh, the one – where she gets her head stuck in the porthole on the cruise ship, and he would tell you the name of the episode and the date it aired.
Huh.
From memory. The entire...
Really?
6 or 7 seasons, yeah.
That's nuts. That's a fan.
Yeah.
Beyond fan.
Yeah.
That's...
It was a little... It was strange, and kids made fun of him, but I was kind of like, that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it was a strange talent, to be sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Weird Stand anecdote up. From my past. But yeah, I don't remember the first time I watched it. I do, it's hard to pick a favorite episode.
You must try.
Well, I'm asking you,
why would you ask that? It's so hard.
So I'm saying it's hard. I know it's hard, but if you had to pick, even maybe, if you can't pick one, maybe a top three. But
I could tell you which ones I loved when I was little.
Okay.
And I certainly could tell you like scenes that still
make there are me scenes laugh, and moments that
that I love. I mean, like, but there are episodes that I definitely loved when I was little that I don't like as much now.
Okay.
Like the scene where she dreams that the episode where she dreams that she's in Scotland. You know which one
the
I'm
whole,
talking
like,
about.
Brigadoon thing,
the Brigadoon thing, and Ethel and Fred are the two-headed dragon,
monster,
and they sing Two Heads Aren't Better Than One, and
That's right.
And I remember that episode.
I haven't thought about that one in a very long time.
Exactly, and I remember loving that episode when I was a kid, and I watched it fairly recently, I guess maybe in the last year, maybe two, and I was like, this episode is not as good as I remember it. Like,
I don't know, Ricky being
like
a Cuban Scottish.
Oh. So far, like, it's so funny. So that episode's great. Some of the Hollywood episodes are just the Harpo. Was it Harpo Marx? Yeah,
with
just a tremendously funny episode
where they do that bit together.
The miming bit back and forth. The John Wayne episodes, double episode where they tried to steal the footprints. well, now Lucy, you see. Oh my God, there's an episode with the blind neighbor or something like the blind friend, like without the glasses. And Lucy's like, oh, I know all these stars and blah, blah, blah. So she gets the mask.
Yes, Betty Ramsey. Betty Ramsey? She loses her glasses. Lucy
takes the glasses.
Steals her glasses and pretends
and they come
that.
And she's like, Gary Cooper. And Ethel's like, oh, it's Gary Cooper. And she's like, howdy, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. The Hollywood episodes are so funny to me. Hollywood-esque. I know you're going to love this. The George Reeves Superman episode was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Before I even knew there was a show about Superman on TV at that time. I had no idea.
At the same time that I was growing up watching I Love Lucy, I was also growing up watching the George Reeves Superman series.
Your very first comic book crossover.
Kind of was. Yeah. So like, but the thing is, to me, I was a little kid. I was probably 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it was like, well, like, it wasn't strange. It was like, well, that's what Superman looks like. So obviously he's on the show. Yeah, right.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, like, Superman is real.
That's not special. Look, Superman's on his show, and now he's over there. That's all. It's nothing. That's what. What's so weird about that? If anything, The only thing that I thought was strange about that episode was that, well, I've seen the black and white episodes of the Superman show, and then I've seen the color episodes of the Superman show, and now I'm watching Superman in black and white on Lucy, but his costume looks different on Lucy than it looked on the black and white Super. Why does it look like a different color? Because on the black and white, I found out later, on the black and white episodes of Superman, he was wearing like
a black, a gray suit.
A light,
wearing,
light gray yeah, suit.
Right. So it would look okay.
So it would, yeah. Right. But he was wearing, I guess, the actual blue, darker blue.
Well, that's because Lucy was filmed in front of an audience.
That's right.
So it had to be the three camera sitcam.
Right.
And so that's why.
Yeah, right. So it was true to life.
For the audience.
So it was
yeah.
blue. And so it looked dark. And I was like, why does it, something doesn't look right. But I thought nothing of the fact that it was the same actor. I was like, well, obviously, that's not. I didn't think it was an actor. I thought it was just, that's just Superman. That's just what he looks
Superman.
Like.
Superman. Yeah.
When he's not a cartoon, that's what he looks like. when he leaps off the screen from the Max Fleischer cartoons, that's just what he looks
that's
like.
That's what he looks
that's
like. Obviously.
Why is everybody
magic? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned how Desi Arnaz invented the three camera sitcom. This show was the prototype for the three camera sitcom,
but
it was a crazy idea at the time.
Yeah. The show itself was
revolutionary.
Yeah.
Shows were either filmed, without an audience, and there was a laugh track added.
Yep.
Or I guess that was really it.
With one single camera.
Single camera, and then they would add a laugh track later. But he had this idea. Well, what if we had the audience come in and laugh for us,
and we film it all at the same time, like
right.
a play.
And what if we do it on film? Because back at that time, things were filmed usually on Kinescope, which was like a very just crappy format. It wasn't. Film was so expensive.
Yep.
And he had this idea, what if we have three different cameras shooting all at the same time, and then we can pick the edit later? You know, we can just piece it together like a movie. We can just take the best angles and piece it together later. If we don't get the best view of the shot here, we get it from this other camera, whatever. And it was like, it was this revolution. Wow, that's crazy. That's so expensive.
Crazy.
Who has the budget for something like that?
That's true.
But they started Desilu Studios and they.
Well, you're talking about, I mean, like a lot of credit is given to Lucy. Not enough credit is given to Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
For everything.
He produced so many television shows that we all know and love.
Yep. Yep.
Desilu, I mean, it did the Dick Van Dyke Show. It did Star Trek.
Yep.
The original Star Trek is a Desilu production.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of those shows that we would watch as kids on Nick at Night, I think like Green Acres and a few of those others were Desilu productions for many years, going into the early 70s. It was Desilu.
He actually also, one that you missed, which is a little outside that box. Oh, now I've lost it. Well, he did Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith, that's
which,
right.
Yeah, which he did. He also did The Untouchables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Like what?
Yeah.
What? And not even counting that the orchestra, that was his orchestra.
Yeah, it was.
Like, he was a club singer. Like, it's not even like,
no, it's,
I mean, it's just part of the act and blah, blah, blah. No, that's what he did.
It's like, it's loosely based on their actual lives to a certain extent. He was, you know, it's dramatized, obviously, but it's based on the basic principle of this American housewife married to a Cuban musician,
superstar.
Band leader.
Yeah.
And that's actually what he was. He did immigrate from Cuba, and he had his own band and everything, and a lot of the guys in the band were his actual friends from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them on the show, and they're...
he was such a ham. It was awesome.
He was a ham.
Yeah, he really was in real life, too.
In real life, absolutely.
But some of my favorite episodes, even are the episodes like Lucy tries to get on the show, which is a
trope
they used
gimmick,
all the time. But it doesn't matter. So
great.
Funny,
yeah,
so funny. To go back to favorite episodes, and all those things. The winery grape smash, grape stomping,
classic.
And you know that video on YouTube, it's still a couple of years old now, where that lady was smashing it and she like falls, she's like ow 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 ow, that one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Every time I watched that, I was like, Lucy did it first.
Lucy did it before it was cool.
That episode, could be rumor, could not be, that lady really did get mad at her.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they
like,
say.
That's like a real fight that they filmed. Yeah.
I'm not sure how much I believe that.
I don't know. Well, I mean, people also say that she was the first pregnant woman on sitcom. That's not true. Actually, she was the second. Little known fact.
Who was the first?
Little known. Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers?
Well,
I knew this, and now I can't tell you. I can look it up.
That's fine. I think the one of the funnier things about the a couple of the funnier things about the show.
Mary Kay and Johnny. 1940s. Okay. Mary Kay and Johnny.
In the 40s, really? Wow.
40s. She was the second. The okay. Little Ricky was the first child to grow up in real time.
Uh-huh.
Except where he jumped 2 years. From 55 to 57, I think, or something like that. They, like,
yeah.
He skipped 2 years. They, yeah. Where the Superman episodes, all of a sudden, he's, like,
that's
a
right.
little kid.
Yeah. He's a toddler. Like,
he's a toddler.
Yeah, it was a different baby.
Yeah.
Then a different baby actor
it was,
played Little Ricky than the toddler version.
That's
of
right.
Ricky, yeah.
The twins played the toddler.
Oh, that's
like
right.
the Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. Where they would swap them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Though in reverse because they weren't alive yet.
Well, yeah. But the, I think the interesting thing, a couple of interesting things, they couldn't say the word pregnant on TV.
Yes, that's right.
They couldn't show them sleeping in the same bed. These were all standards and practices.
Yeah, of other shows could not. They just slept in separate beds.
Yeah, so, it was just TV in general.
Although was a practice for some people to actually have zipper beds. It wasn't just a sitcom thing. It right. was a thing.
It was
to
not,
have
not
separate,
totally uncommon. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It was not uncommon to have right. double separate beds.
Right,
which is odd to me.
Yeah,
but I'm you know.
Yeah, but I know
it was the 50s.
The reason why on many of those shows that it was done that way was because standards and practices wouldn't let
right. them. It's the innocence
but,
factor.
Right, yeah. The innocence factor. But because but
not see, the real term. But
for
you know.
But for the audience to see people in zipper beds, I guess maybe it was like, oh, that's not what me and my wife do. But okay.
right.
But it wasn't totally unheard of in
right.
the culture
yeah.
at the time. It was. I think it was something more that like rich people did, like having the separate.
Hitchcock had a separate bed
yeah,
from his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Famously. Yeah.
So anyway, that's
well,
one thing.
Not
but
so
they couldn't
now
say the
famously,
word,
but
they,
right.
Yeah. They couldn't say pregnant. They had to say expecting.
Yep.
And even the episode where they find out that she's pregnant, the episode title is usually the Spanish word for pregnant.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
And it fits because Ricky's Cuban and it's part of Spanish is a you know a big
right.
part of the show. But yeah, the episode title is that. but I mean, it's funny. They don't see them sleeping in the same bed, but then she gets pregnant and then they have a baby. And but still, you know.
Well, she was really pregnant and really did have a baby. The night they aired Lucy Goes to the Hospital was the night that she had her cesarean where
is,
she yeah so
right.
yeah
that's
was
right.
on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, they did that on purpose, which is cool. One of the lines, you know how every family has like those quotes that just like go back and forth between the family at all times.
Yeah.
My family's got a bunch of them, like my Big Fat Greek Wedding, like why you want to leave me? Give me a worth, any worth. That one that goes around all the time. But like whenever it's like time to do something, like it's usually my dad that starts it, and he's always like, "The time has come," and it's when Lucy. Wait, I mean, it's when Ethel, Fred, and Ricky are practicing. And they're practicing for Lucy, bringing Lucy to the hospital. And then when Ricky is time, they actually, like freak out and like flip everything and blah blah blah. But the like when he comes out and he's like with his finger in the air, the time has come. Yeah. Oh.
And they very calmly like get
calmly,
the suitcase
yes,
call.
They come
Dr. So and so, Mrs. Ricardo will be coming to the hospital now.
Oh.
And then it actually happened. Okay, this is it.
Ah! oh man, I love that episode. That one's great. The Chocolate Factory.
Oh, of course.
The you
chocolate
know.
Belt,
speed
yeah.
up, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We got you some nice chocolates.
When Lucy wants the mink coat, and
oh yeah, how did I forget that
and
episode?
There's the fake coat and the
yeah.
and the whole like the robber who comes in to steal it, and she
oh,
rolls
that's
up
right. Oh,
and they think it's Fred or Ricky thinks
right.
it's Fred, and so she rolls up the coat. And she's like, wait a second, okay, go ahead and shoot.
Oh, that one's. I haven't seen that episode. You know, the mink coat reminds me of their neighbor, Mrs. Trumbull. Do you remember
Trumbull,
Mrs.
Of course,
Trumbull?
The older lady.
Yeah, she was not in every episode, but one of the first episodes I ever watched of Lucy was with Mrs. Trumbull.
Yeah.
And I Maybe it was the very first episode. Do you know what the very first episode is? Do you remember? I'm going to quiz you.
The very, very first episode
you know
of the show?
One? Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah.
It's the Lucy Reads a Mystery Novel.
Yes.
And she like flings it out. And she keeps flinging it out the window. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a great pilot.
That's a good pilot.
Actually, it is like for a sitcom, it's a very strong first pilot.
Yeah.
It like naturally assumes you know these people.
Right.
And so, which makes you feel comfortable with them immediately. Oh, what a great pilot.
Yeah.
Vivian Vance did not like that William Frawley was older than her, like visibly much older than her.
Well, she was
about Lucy's age.
About Lucy's age. Actually, maybe even a little younger than Lucy.
Yeah, but
by a year or two. And she was much, much younger than Bill Frawley.
Yeah.
And she didn't like, they made her gain 20 pounds for the role,
yep.
so she would look older.
Yep.
And more matronly.
Yep.
But she was nowhere near his age at all.
No, but they were a tremendous.
They were a really great comedy duo.
Yeah, they really were.
They did not like each other
at all. Really?
No,
I didn't know that.
They didn't get along.
That's too bad.
But still, what?
It actually fed into the relationship that they had with
it
one
kind
another.
Of did,
yeah,
because there
in
was
the show.
There's that stereotypical husband who can't stand the wife. You see the same thing in many, many sitcoms. In The Honeymooners, or even in Everybody Loves Raymond. You know, you've got the grandparents. You always have that very funny henpecked husband, that kind of thing.
Yep.
My mother was born in South America,
mm-hmm.
and so she would always, when she was, like annoyed at one of us, she would jokingly, because you were saying before about quotes that your family would say, she would jokingly, mira que tiene cosa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was going to say, going back, favorite episodes, just Lucy... it's going back to the chocolate factory. It's not just them at the chocolate factory. No one remembers Ricky and Fred trying to make arroz con pollo.
Arroz con pollo,
chicken and rice. My mother used to make it all the time.
I think about a pound preparation should be
4 pounds. Yeah. Oh my God. So funny. I don't care how much I make rice in my life. I think about that scene every single time.
I cooked dinner. I cooked rice tonight before we started this podcast. I thought about it tonight.
Yeah, you're like, oh, chicken and rice.
Yeah.
I love that one. And when they make the bet to go back to the 1800s, the bread comes out of the oven. The freezer.
The meat freezer. Oh, man.
I can't remember this episode particularly. Two traveling ones. One where they're in like the cruddy motel or whatever, and the train goes by and the bed keeps moving.
Oh
and Ethel's like, I'll switch with you, and they're like, and pound Fred. She pounds him in. She's like, it's just like our mattress at home. I've been doing this for 30 years, 20 years, whatever. That one. And Lucy and Ethel in the Everglades with the, have you ever seen Lucy and Ethel with the ex-murderess that they're looking for?
They think that there's a misunderstanding about it, right?
Yeah. Love. I don't even know why they were in the Everglades. I don't even remember why they were in Florida.
They were in Florida because
with.
Ricky was doing a show down there. Towards the end of the show, they did a lot of let's go to different destinations.
Well, they went to Italy, Europe.
Let's go to Hollywood. Let's go to Florida.
That's true.
And then eventually, let's move to the country.
Right. Which is what really, that was the jump the shark moment. I'm not a fan of the. Though there were some good episodes in the country.
My favorite moment, I think, from the entire show happens after they move to the country.
Really?
And that's when
the eggs.
It's the eggs.
Yeah.
The eggs and the blouse.
Yeah.
She hides all these eggs in her blouse. They have chickens. They're not producing eggs. So she has this brilliant idea. I'll buy eggs. I'll put them under the chickens. So Ricky thinks they're producing eggs and he won't make me get rid of the chickens. And, maybe eventually the chickens will actually start producing eggs.
Yeah.
She puts them in her blouse. And then at that moment, he wants her to practice the dance number they're doing
PTA,
the tango. And she's like, right now? He's like, yep, right now. She has the eggs in her blouse that she was going to carry to the hen house. And they do this big dance. And every time they're about to get close or something, she backs away or whatever.
Yep.
And there's this big finish where they smash right into
each other.
They embrace at the end. And they come together in the last second. And the eggs just crack in her blouse. And she is covered in wet eggs.
Oh, truly covered in wet
eggs.
Truly
covered.
Too. Yeah.
And it's the longest, I think still to this day, the longest screen laugh in sitcom history.
That's funny because
it's like a 2-minute laugh, and they didn't cut it. It's just 2 minutes of nonstop laughter, and she's just hamming it up. She's like wiping the disgusting egg off of her and making faces, and And it, oh, it's a classic.
That's interesting because I thought the longest laugh, which I think has then been disproved.
Maybe it's surpassed it now.
I thought the longest laugh was from the Dick Van Dyke Show, where Rob thinks that his baby got switched at the hospital, and the I think it's the Joneses. So I think it's the Joneses show up, and it's a black couple, and I like, and his face back and forth, back and forth. I heard that was the longest laugh, but you could be right.
It was the longest at that time, for sure.
I'm sure it was.
I
think the Dick Van Dyke one has been disproved, or has been like outed. Maybe that one happened before the egg one. I don't really know. I think Dick Van Dyke came after.
Yeah, I think it didn't start till the '60s.
But
so in any case, it was one of the longest laughs in television history. And it is still one of my favorite moments. I think my favorite moment in the show, really, if I have to pinpoint one funny gag, I think that's the one that comes to mind first.
I don't know what my favorite moment is. When you said that, I was like, oh, I should think of mine. Mm. I don't know. I think it's Lucy, maybe it's the Harpo Marx one, is really good.
That's great.
But Lucy pretending her cheese from Europe is a baby on the plane.
My God.
Yeah.
It was a piece of cheese.
Like, just like when it like melts and oozes.
They pull it out of like the trombones.
Yeah,
and
right.
The,
oh, and they're like, oh my God. So that might be, I don't know. There's so many good ones. I don't know. Is it your, if you had to make a list of your top favorite sitcoms, like let's say your top five favorite sitcoms, I'm not asking you to name them. Does Lucy hit that list?
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to talk like by era, if we're talking like, is it your, I would say it's my favorite sitcom of that era.
Oh, definitely by, yeah. Well, yeah. What is that era exactly encompass? Yeah,
let's say from 50s the 50s and 60s. Let's say from the 50s to the end of the 60s.
Yeah, because the 70s sitcoms, it's a different animal at that point.
But by the end of the 60s, really, you start to get with like the Mayberry RFD stuff. It starts to change a little bit. But let's just say 50s and 60s, from 1950 to 1969, that era, that would probably be my favorite sitcom.
Okay.
But if we're talking all time, still makes the list.
Good.
Still makes the top five list.
Good. Do you know your top five? Like, can you actually
In no particular order, yeah. Yeah, I got Lucy, Beaver, then I jump a bit and I would say Honeymooners, and then probably Frasier and a fifth place. It really is no particular order, but I'll probably put Friends in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends has to be in there.
That's good. I've never thought about this before. It's not like a list I normally make for myself.
Yeah,
so
I haven't either. I just right off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, no particular order. Lucy, Dick Van Dyke, Friends, Big Bang Theory. And I don't know. Mm. Maybe Bewitched.
Hmm.
Maybe Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's tough. Once we get into top 10, then I can start being like, all right, well, this definitely...
Then this makes the list, and this makes the list.
That 70s show deserves honorable mention.
Yeah, exactly. Like others, yeah. I didn't grow up with 70s and 80s sitcoms as much. Like, I had missed that. I don't know what happened there.
I think probably because...
The way Nick at Night really showed its stuff.
Yeah, we grew up in the 90s, and 80s sitcoms were too new. And even 70s sitcoms were just a little bit too new.
Yeah, to make Nick at Night at that time. Yeah.
At that time, because they were pretty consistently...
Ooh, I love Gilligan's Island, too.
I like Gilligan's Island. It's a little campy for me.
Yeah, I liked it more when I was... I don't know how much I could take it, like, episodes. It's really watchability for me. Like, how many episodes can I watch in a row?
For me, Gilligan, I can watch one.
You can watch one and you're done.
One at a time.
Mm. I could definitely watch more than one Lucy.
I could watch four Lucys in a row and be fine.
Yeah, and I know I could watch Dick Van Dyke. I could watch an entire season in a day. Yeah, I just sit there and watch the whole thing.
Love Dick Van Dyke. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. I should think about that more. But anyway, any closing thoughts on Lucy?
I love Lucy. Love the theme song. So many great moments. And, you know, aside from being a really funny show...
I know my favorite moment. I got it.
Go for it.
I know it. Okay.
Go for it.
So... It's the where they hire the elocution. Is that a word?
Elocution. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's where the elocution teach them how to speak English properly.
Yes.
And he's teaching the, and he's like making them sing the song because he finds out, and he's like, I say tippy tippy toe through my forest, or my tippy tippy toe through my garden, and it like makes, it goes all the way down, and I guess a friend, he goes rippity pippity a. I die every single time. That I love when they just broke into random song for no. It's just great because they were supposed to be vaudeville.
Right.
Ethel and Fred were supposed to be vaudeville.
Sweet Adeline,
sweet Adeline, and just like go away,
go away, bye.
So, oh yeah, that one. And I think that we go back to the 1800s episode where they Fred and Ricky come out in the clothes, and it's like as I stroll through
I was strolling through the park
one day in the very, very month of May. Yeah. I was taken by surprise
by a pair of roguish eyes
while strolling through the park one day in May. And that's where we're gonna leave you tonight. All right. So for now, tune in next time. I'm Tim.
I'm Ricky.
No, you're not.
I want
to
be.
Do your accent correctly if you're going to be Ricky. Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.